The House of Representatives has given public broadcasting a partial reprieve. A solid majority voted yesterday to restore $100 million in funds for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. CPB is the not-for-profit organization that distributes federal money to NPR and PBS member stations and is supposed to protect them from political interference. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Before the vote, they held rallies at which they touted a big bird and a big red dog. Afterward, supporters of public broadcasting heaved a collective sigh of relief.
Our sense is that it shows, first of all, that we have good bipartisan support in the Congress, which is what we felt all along.
Wayne Godwin is the chief operating officer of PBS. Many Republicans joined House Democrats in reversing the cut, which would have taken away 25% of CPB's budget next year.
It shows that they have listened to our listeners, our viewers, and the people who contacted them supporting something that they trust, something that they cherish.
Public broadcasting officials say the cut would have been most severe for smaller stations, such as those serving rural populations and American Indians. But funds for other social programs were also slashed. Some Republicans argued NPR and PBS should share the burden. Representative Ginny Brown Waite of Florida said the average NPR listener lives in a household with an annual income of $75,000.
Guess what? This means the taxpayers are being soaked so that the affluent people can get their news commercial free.
CPB Chairman Kenneth Tomlinson, also a Republican, says he supports full funding for CPB. But he's been critical on different grounds. Tomlinson says PBS news programs are often biased against conservatives. Representative Ed Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat, claimed Tomlinson was a critic in search of a problem.
And when he looks in the mirror, the problem is him, because we're out here today because Ken Tomlinson has now opened the floodgates of criticism for a network which is in polling recognized as the most respected network in America.
Markey and other Democrats lashed out at Tomlinson for another development, the appointment of Patricia Harrison as the new president and CEO of the CPB. She was approved on a party-line vote by the board, according to a source at CPB. Neither Harrison nor Tomlinson would comment. Harrison has been an assistant secretary of state since 2001, but she was co-chairwoman of the Republican National Committee for 4 years. Kevin Close is the president and CEO of National Public Radio. He says Harrison is well-regarded for her work at the State Department, but he's been skeptical of her candidacy because of her partisan ties. And Close says he's taking his cues from his mother's home state.
And on the Missouri license plate, it says very clearly what I think is important now from the new president of CPB. That Missouri license plate says, "Show me."
Since becoming CPB chairman in 2003, Tomlinson's pressed PBS to add shows featuring conservatives, such as the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He was frequently outraged by liberal commentator Bill Moyers, who no longer appears on the PBS program now. Tomlinson also appointed two ombudsmen to field complaints about news stories on NPR and PBS and sought to hire consultants to analyze them. Public broadcasting executives dispute charges of bias and say some of these moves threaten their journalistic independence. They say the CPB should shield the news from political pressures. Tomlinson has repeatedly said the White House does not influence operations at the CPB. But NPR and the New York Times obtained emails in which Tomlinson urged former CPB President Kathleen Cox to hire job candidates and take policy positions backed by the Bush administration. Republican board member Gayheart Gaines defended Tomlinson at a CPB meeting Tuesday.
And as much as we at CPB are considered to be a firewall, we also have a huge responsibility to the taxpayer. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with our raising the question of accuracy, objectivity, and balance.
Despite yesterday's vote, the House has eliminated more than $100 million designated for CPB in other funds for digital technology and children's programming. Tomlinson says he hopes to get the Senate to add that money back as well. David Folkenflik, NPR News.